a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beauty part, a rich man's world. Welcome back, dudes and those with boobs. Oh. We're happy to have you join us once again for another episode of the Talkin' Fit podcast.
That's
a goated intro.
That's interesting. That's definitely
sick
something.
Sick of my dead intros, that's so there you go.
Sick of your dead intros. Yeah,
dead
exactly.
Intros.
Speak for yourself. I'm sick. I think I'm fabulous.
Exactly. You went to correct me there and then you realised what I said.
I thought, went to have your say. I instantly thought that was a personal attack.
Yeah.
Am I audio one?
Yes, you are. As you guys can tell, probs, by the state of the shit that's entering your ears, the quality of it, we are on the mics in Grace's bedroom.
Dare I say, I like it better this way.
Grace does like it better this way. It's true. I think maybe we're better balancing in between both. There's a reason we are, which we'll get to in just a second. But yeah, I think it might be nice balancing both.
It's
know?
Just nice, like, not having to drive into the podcast room.
You know how you can tell Grace is a fan of it? Because it's fucking 9 o'clock at night on a Monday right now.
And we're doing
the podcast. If it were any other time, other day, but we had the uni, nah, it would have been an issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can understand.
It just feels not legit. I just feel fake.
You're just silly. You know what that is? That's a you problem.
I suppose.
That is 100% a you problem.
I suppose our OG apps
feel like
this
feels authentic. And relaxed. And, you know, I just.
Fuck it. Let's film it, you know, because you've got a lounge now in your.
Exactly. Room. Let's just film it. I've been wanting to do this, guys. I've been wanting to do this since the start. Sit on a lounge out in my computer room. Who gives a fuck if people are walking around in the background? Just have a good old chat. Yeah. And there's no stress. We don't have to take a 3-hour chunk out of our day to get it done. Yep. We can just jump on in and film it. Because I don't know about you, but I think we're both pretty busy individuals.
We are. And I think it would be a smart move. Also because the podcast room at the uni is fucking breaking every day. Another mic is broken or some shit. So probably, and we're going to get kicked out of there very shortly too. It's the end of the year, so.
That's true also. They'll shut soon, hey?
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
Whoa!
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 We're still going. Sorry, I'm eating right now. That's why I sound.
Oh, whoa! Yes.
That's why I sound a bit obnoxious.
You heard right. We got back today from Coldplay last night. Sunday night show we went.
Hell
wow.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
So good. Unreal.
Wow.
Unreal.
It's the only word I have for it. Wow. Yeah, it was best. It's tied, in my opinion, for best live performance that I've seen.
That's crazy.
No. With Don Toliver, but I won't get into that. But unreal.
It
like
was awesome.
Believe the hype. You've seen it probably all over TikTok, Coldplay. Unfucking real. And we, Grace and I, did our due diligence and we were in the mosh. Well, it's not a mosh, but we're in the GA. No one was moshing. It's Coldplay.
Thank God.
But it's a very, I was going to say, it's quite a PG concert, to be honest. Well, not really, actually. Chris Martin dropped the F-bomb a couple times. So
I also have a question related to a part in the show.
What was it? What's that?
So just for a little bit of context, Chris Martin picked out a person in the crowd to bring up on stage.
I keep talking to you.
And the person that he picked out was this blind man who had a sign up that said, "Drumsticks for the blind guy." And like Chris obviously thought that was kind of funny and wholesome. So he brought him up on stage. And then this guy says into the mic, "I also had another sign that said," I thought he said "drunk head for blind guy."
Yeah.
Is
I think
that what he said?
I think so.
Or did he say drum head?
Drum head or something. Or
mosquito. I just killed a mosquito.
Oh, thank you.
So he said, sorry, the sign that Chris saw was "Drumsticks for blind guy." Like he wanted a pair of drumsticks. Yeah. But what did he say? "Drunk head for blind guy?
I don't know, something head.
Or drum head.
It was something head for the blind guy. Because
Chris was like, oh, like, I think you're getting a bit ahead of yourself, mate. Yeah, yeah.
But he laughed it off. He did pretty well to laugh it off.
But I was honestly so confused. Yeah. I was like, what?
It was a bit strange.
It was just like, I was meant to ask you that earlier because I had no idea what he said. It was really weird.
I actually don't know. Coming to try and recall it. I think it was something head, though, so... Oh mate was a bit frisky.
I was must praying it wasn't. The blind drunk guy head, was a bit so frisky.
Fair enough, I suppose. I don't know what sort of how
what
much.
What do you mean fair enough?
Well, I don't know how
drunk
much
drunk head
sort of action.
Imagine
old mate must
seeing
get.
Yeah. Imagine shoot getting shot, up you know? On stage at Coldplay.
Shoot
and
your shot.
The first thing that you want to say is drunk head.
Yeah. Shoot your shot. Wonder, drunk head. Wonder,
really?
You know what I wonder is obviously people who are born blind have sexuality, right? But how interesting is that if you just think about it, because they don't know what a man or a woman looks like if you were born blind, right? So how would you know what you're attracted to if you don't see it? I guess, does that mean all blind people are bisexual? Because they might just be attracted to the person.
No, not at all.
That would be a great way to test how sexuality works, you know, if it's visual or not.
Lewis, just because that you're born blind doesn't mean that you are automatically into men and women.
Yeah, but like I feel like there'd be a lot more bisexuals because they literally only have the personality to go off.
If you were blind, would you engage in sexual activities with a man?
I wasn't born blind. I was saying if you're born blind. Not if I went blind tomorrow. But obviously not.
Yeah, but if you were like... Yeah, but that doesn't change who you're attracted to.
Because they don't know what they look like. They don't know.
It just changes the fact that you don't know what their physical appearance is. It doesn't change their sexuality at all.
I suppose. But that's strange.
Just because you can't see doesn't mean, you know, like what? That's a very silly question.
Yeah, it's weird to me.
No,
like,
no, it's not weird. It's a silly question.
No, but like they don't know what a penis or a vagina looks like. You know what I mean? Like it's interesting.
Just because they don't know what a peen looks like doesn't mean that they automatically would like to suck one if they're a dude.
No. But it's a bit of a hits blunt moment sort of thing. Like, you know that like...
Hits blunt.
Yeah, hits the blunt.
What? Like, yeah, I know what
what's
you
the sexuality of blind people?
No, that's bullshit. So silly.
Yeah. But it's just interesting, I think.
No, you can't. No,
If you're fully blind. No, but think about it.
If you're fully blind, you are still either gay, straight, asexual, bisexual. You're just whatever you are naturally.
I feel like you'd find more of them are bisexual because they just have personality to go off. Like they don't really understand the difference other than hearing between like men and women.
That is ridiculous. Well, yes, they do. Societal norms and constructs are still imparted on people who are blind.
Yes, but think how though, Grace. How?
Because if you're a boy and you're blind and your mum and dad are raising
you.
And your mum and dad are raising you, if you're a boy, just even unknowingly, you are still getting societal constructs of what it is to be a boy and what boys like and what boys do. You're still getting taught that.
I suppose.
Same way if you're a girl, you know?
Yeah, true.
Just because they're blind doesn't mean like automatically they don't have a gender and there's like, you know, they don't do things that boys normally do and they don't like things that boys normally like because they can't see it. Like they're still like a boy or a girl.
Right. I think you're going a bit too into
this.
No,
I'm not. I'm just answering your question, which was actually the most ridiculous question I've ever heard.
It's true. If you're blind and you're
listening. It's not
true.
It's not. Oh, my God.
No, I don't think we have any blind listeners, but yeah.
Oh, someone back me up.
I want to actually ask a blind person.
Tim, back me up.
No.
I know Tim will listen to this.
Is Tim blind?
No, but I'm just saying, can you not see the ridiculousness of Lulu's question?
Anyway, segueing off.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
There was a great concert, though, definitely. We got showered with confetti and balloons and, yeah, all sorts.
Someone was...
What?
Someone was ripping ass.
Was ripping ass. Yeah, yeah.
In front of us. And yeah. I literally vomited a few times.
What if you, I told you it was me?
No. You were definitely ripping ass.
Yeah,
I could smell it.
Bloody oath
no,
I was.
There was someone. someone, I think it was when you left to go to the bathroom, someone actually shat their pants in front of me and it was just,
probably didn't want to lose their spot.
It was. No, it was so gross. And then you like, you smell it and it's foul. And then you look around and there's all the other girls around me that were like holding their nose and their faces were screwed up. And it was, I just know it was the dude in front of me.
Yeah.
There was a dude with his girlfriend in front. And I was like, it was him.
It's funny.
No way that came out of a girl's butt. Like, it stunk
well,
so bad.
Well, I think I've smelt some so interesting smells out of Grace's bum. So I wouldn't put it past
I don't like that.
We're all the same, aren't we? We're all the same.
I want that cut.
We're all the same, no.
What do you mean we're all the same?
We're all the same. Yeah. But it's an interesting thing actually being in the GA. And like we had the time when we needed to go take our final piss just so we got back into the spot we were. And, you know, because the one thing you can't do, well, one thing you don't really want to do at all at a concert is go to the toilet mid-show. But you literally can't when you were where we were. We were right up the front. And so, like, we got in there at 6. They didn't start till 8:45. So, we're then there in the stadium for 2 hours 45. And so, I was going to the toilet a little bit. And it got to, like, 6:45. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take my last pee now. And the issue is I had a monster in the day. And as you know, if you have a monster, just piss magnet. Like, you just toilet, toilet, toilet. And so, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. Then I did it. And I even stayed in there for another minute and was like, making sure I got it all out. All out. My wee, my wee. And I came back and then I realized that the girl that came out before Coldplay hadn't even started yet. And I'm like, I'm gonna need to go again for sure. Because I was still drinking water.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
right.
Yeah,
I
I'm
know
still drinking water.
I'm oriented now.
And then
story.
So when it got to like 7:30 nearly, 7:20 I think it was, and was filling up where we were. There was a lot more people around us and people behind us and stuff. And I was like, okay, Grace, stay here in the mosh and I'm going to go take my last pee now. Like, I'm going to just quickly go do it. And I didn't have to, but I was like, I don't want the urge to come over me in this concert.
Yes.
And then it just be in the back of my mind the whole time.
Yep, valid.
And then I got back and then, like, I was fine. And I managed to get my way through. And then Grace had to go. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, and you were contemplating going. I was like, just go. I was like, go now and come back.
So
then when you got
I
back, it was like, I was full having to like stand up on my tiptoes. That's how many people were around us now. Like,
yeah, I was actually worried. I thought I lost you forever.
But people are good in that. They let us like, you know, back through and stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't get people at concerts, right? Is this just me? Why do you have a problem if people are trying to move either further ahead or like through you or back? Most likely if people are moving with a bit of like, you know, oh, excuse me, sorry, like actually
they're
trying to get
somewhere
through.
They're far getting away from you.
Yeah, but they're also trying to get to someone probably that they know or who they're with. Like, I don't get it. There's so many people that just like either don't move or, you know, get the shits that you're moving through them or something. It's like, I'm going back to my fucking girlfriend, Yidia. I'm not going up to the front to sniff Chris Martin. Like, I don't want to get any closer. I'm just going back to where my girlfriend is. Like, yeah, I don't get it. It's just like, relax. Relax. There's not a bad seat at a Coldplay concert, as they say.
That's actually true.
Wouldn't know. I didn't sit in the nosebleeds, so unlucky if you did.
Are you making out that's like a huge flex?
Yeah, of course I am. I was literally less than 20 meters away from Chris Martin.
Chris Martin, I swear, we made eye contact at one point.
You probably did. He would be looking out in the crowd somewhere.
Do you ever, like, you will see an artist, like, I made eye contact with Don Toliver, and I can say I made eye contact with that person.
I think I might have made Don.
Yeah, you 100% did.
Don Toliver credited me and the few guys that were near me, like, moshing. He was like, yay. What did he say? You guys are going crazy.
Yeah, something like
some
that.
Some shit. That was good. Cool memory.
That's so... It was nice.
They're a good concert overall. What
concert.
Would you give overall out of 10?
9 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 9.5, I'd say.
I'll give
there.
It a 9 because I... My back and my knees and my feet
aching.
And my core, every part of me was aching by the end of it. Low-key, I was sort of, a little bit jealous of people who had seats, actually. Yeah, I was like, you know what?
I'm not going to lie.
I really probably would have enjoyed this even more if I was sitting down.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have been in pain. And B, by the end of it, I was almost sort of like, all right, come on, let's wrap it up now. Like,
yeah.
I actually need to go and sit down or I think I'm going to pass out. Like, I was so uncomfortable because we'd been stood up for hours.
Yeah.
And I got flashbacks to the 100K steps we did earlier this year. I was like, this almost is brinking like the start of the immense pain that I felt doing the 100K steps.
Yeah.
So I was, that was literally the only downfall for me.
Yeah.
Is that I was a bit uncomfortable.
What
do you rate it?
9.5 out of 10.
That is valid. That's
what
valid.
Was your favorite song?
Viva La Vida, obviously.
Yeah, that I think.
Look,
either that or Sky Full of Stars for me. That
really?
Was great. Yeah, really? Sky Full of Stars was like a banger. So was Adventure of a Lifetime. Look, it was all good.
No, I liked him for a weekend and something.
Yeah,
just
see
like
him
this.
For a weekend. Yeah, they didn't play a bad song. Good. Even the songs I didn't know.
No. Can I say also,
what?
I'm not like a Coldplay fan, but I'm a basic fan in that I know their most popular songs. That's the only other downfall is the songs that I didn't know. I was just like, oh, can you hurry up and play something?
Yeah, a lot of their new songs.
Like, I honestly wouldn't have even said that the songs, like you just said, the songs that you didn't know were still good. I was just sort of like, nah.
They weren't bad, but it was like, it's just more because you couldn't sing along to them. You were just like, oh.
But like, I wouldn't go and try and find them on my Spotify now, those songs.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was the songs you could sing along to made up for it because it was awesome.
And, you know, it was it's a testament to them, actually. Someone messaged me today and said, Josh, and he was like, oh, I didn't take you for a Coldplay fan. And I was like, I reckon
everyone is a
Coldplay fan. You can't not be a Coldplay fan. They're like the world's universal band because when you're there too.
You said this yesterday.
You get every age group, every gender, color, like everything. There's literally a fucking 5-year-old kid. And there's also an 80-year-old man, like, and everything in between. All people of everything. Like, there's literally no one is out of place at a Coldplay concert. Like, they're very inclusive and stuff too, which is, like, great. And, yeah, it's just a music that appeals to everyone. And they've been around for 30 years, like.
What's that word?
That's ridiculous. I didn't even know that,
What's
actually.
That word? That we what? Studied in PE and I absolutely hated every second of it. And it's the study of like everyone, like demographics and stuff.
No idea.
Yes, you do. It starts with E. You know what it is? And that's just what, like I was going to say something because of what
you
just
know.
Said.
I'm not sure.
I have to search it up.
You might have to search it up. But yeah, Coldplay overall. It was a banger. It was a banger. And if you missed out, fucking unlucky.
Epidemiology,
there you go. Actually, just speaking, I thought about this the other day.
By the way, I didn't have to Google that. That just came to my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I went to open Google and I remembered it.
You know, just the fact you just mentioned the us walking the 100,000 steps. You know, I thought about this the other day. Now, can I preface before I start saying something? We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
I am in no way putting anyone else's charity work down.
Lewis!
No. Just what? Listen. Hear me out, right, God damn it. Right?
I'm not. We should do a hear me out.
Anyone's... No. I'm not putting anyone else's charity work out. And at the end of the day, money... It's just any money raised to charity is awesome. And like, literally... It's amazing. And,
facts.
You know, people aren't required to donate to things at all and stuff, you know. And I'm not saying that at all.
All right.
Because so, right. It's a subject that I don't want
what
people to misinterpret then? Me on. Right. But I was singing the other day. I saw these guys that I, like, follow. There was Ned Brockman, right?
Right.
Did his challenge, did the fucking whatever amount of laps it was around that fucking track.
Crazy.
Ridiculous. Respect. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, respect. And he did this thing like Ned's Uncomfortable Challenge or whatever it was. No, I didn't realize that it, I forgot that November is Men's Mental Health Month. But then wasn't also, what, when did we do it? July? Was
July.
It? Or June? Yeah, yeah. But no.
Okay.
But what I was, I'm getting off track here.
Yeah, it's well, all, I'm actually, I'm can you just get hole. To the point? Everyone's clicked
there were these
off.
Guys I followed and they got a part of it. It was a thing of you, it was like a charity, Ned's Uncomfortable right. Challenge, where people went and did things that okay. made them uncomfortable. Yeah. And these guys I followed ran 10Ks for 10 days in a row or whatever. And like, that's like awesome. That's really.
That's pretty solid.
That is. That's really solid.
That's rough.
That, oh, your fucking oath it would be.
That's
like,
100
I don't. I've never run 10K.
Over
10,
neither have I. Well, we've walked it times 8.
And they raised, I think, combined like $5,000 or
that's,
something.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's like really good. That's like super good. But it got me thinking. I was like, hang on a second.
What?
We, and this is why I preface, because I don't want to sound like a dickhead
right.
to anyone that donated. We raised $800, right? And right. and that's great. Like, that's awesome. Like, I'm in no way taking away from
all
that.
Right, we get
that
it.
$800, it's gone a long way,
yes,
right?
Correct.
But I thought, fuck me dead. These people need to walk, go. It just, I don't know. I think it was on us for not marketing the event better. 100% it was on us, right? In no way am I saying that there's some... Why didn't you donate? But fucking hell, when I tell you how fucked walking 100,000 steps, we walked 86 kilometers in 1 day, mind you.
In 1 day.
In 1 day.
Yeah, true.
Like, oh, and I just thought, that's hard. 10Ks in 10 days. Like, that is actually, and
yeah,
running it
that's
too.
That's messed up.
That is messed up.
But.
I'm thinking like surely.
But is it 100,000 steps in 24 hours?
Yeah, and I'm thinking surely. I'm sitting there thinking, wow, we fucking suck at charity work.
No, you know what?
We bombed that because we could have raised for how hard that was. Like literally, we could have raised $10,000.
What?
$10,000.
As you said, as
literally
you said,
$10,000.
As you said. That's our fault.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
It's entirely
you know,
on us.
We probably should have reached out to
way
news.
More.
We should have low key told NBN News
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, we should have.
Because they're pretty good at local stories, and yeah. that actually would have raised more money. The mindset Lewis had going into it was, oh, like, I just really want to do something that's just going to challenge us, and like, we'll do it for a
yeah.
great cause and
yeah.
everything. But you just so severely underestimated the time.
Underestimated
that it was gonna
massively,
take. And I think yeah, like we just didn't and I didn't either. Like I knew it was going to be harder than what Lewis thought, but neither of us realized how actually fucked it was going to be. So
yeah.
we didn't think to sort of, I don't know, reach out to different people.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't. We did, like, I even got people on my placement to donate, which was good. But they were like there to me. They were like, oh, no, like you need to put this up in the staff room, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just didn't. Yeah. So it is on me. Like I'm literally not blaming anyone. But it was a thought I had the other day. I'm like, they raised $5,000 for that. I'm thinking like I say for that like as if it's nothing. It is hard, right? And I'm not taking away from that at all. Like, at all.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
But okay. I think like, fuck me, Dad. We could have.
Raised way more than we
raised
did.
Raised way more money than we did. Like, I only set the goal, to be fair, to like, was it $500 or something? But then there was a fuck around with like, we made a pay.
You had to have Instagram.
A fundraiser
to have
on Instagram. And then yeah, for some reason, Instagram's fucking stupid. And the fundraiser isn't like universal on a website and on Instagram. It's just on Instagram. So if you didn't have an Instagram account, you couldn't donate. And so all these people at placement were like, oh, how do I donate? And I'm sitting there thinking.
The link,
I'm thinking, duh. Yeah, I'm like, oh, here's a link. And they click on it and they go, oh, I've got to make an Instagram account. And I'm like,
No, oh, that's annoying.
No, so I had to make a whole other page on top of it.
To be fair, I think we still did a good job in raising the amount we did. That's still a huge amount of money. And I'm not going to lie, it's more than I thought we would raise.
Yeah, but that's really like...
So I'm stoked.
Yeah, I am too. But if we ever do charity work again, best believe, I fucking...
It's going to be a lot better. A lot better because advertising.
I'm still carrying an injury from that fucking day. I tore some tendon in my ankle and it has not reformed properly, or I've got severe tendinosis of this said tendon, and I get pain in my foot when I like flex my foot up, like point my toes to the ceiling. Like,
when you dorsiflex.
Dorsiflex. It hurts like a lot. And the pain runs like down my sort of foot. And I've had that literally since we've walked. And I've just not gone to get it checked.
Do you want
to
know what I've had?
That's something, it's like I may as well have gotten tattooed from doing it. That's what that is.
Exactly. You still have trauma from it. Do you know what I
do, actually. We drove past that stupid street that we finished the fucking day on the other day.
I didn't even recognize it.
And I was like, it was pitch black when we were walking down it, but I was shaking in the car. I was like, this is terrible.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I have from it?
What?
Blisters.
PTSD.
Yes. Severe PTSD. And
anxiety.
Yes. And I also have blisters on my feet that never recovered. So I'm pissed off about that because my feet aren't aesthetic anymore.
True, I'm the same. I think it's netball more is roughing down. Yeah, people.
We need to just really give our feet. I reckon before the end of 2024,
we need to go get massages.
I would be embarrassed to go and show these feet at a pedicure place. Look how far.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point.
I have blisters and blisters all over my feet.
The silliest statement I've ever heard. That's like going into the doctor sick and being like, I'm embarrassed to be here sick.
No,
like, that's the whole point of why you're going in there.
Sorry, if I'm going to get my feet pedicured, I want to go in there with nice.
You've got big blisters, hey.
Yeah, massive blisters. Look at that.
Would you almost call it a corn?
No!
What's a corn?
No, Lewis. No, he's full of shit. He's trying to piss me off.
What's a corn?
I don't have that at all. I just literally have blisters and they're full of blood.
Oh, okay. TMI.
That's what it is. So I'm waiting until they heal and then we're going to do a foot care day, me and Lewis.
Yeah.
When uni finishes for me.
No foot fetishes around here, anyway.
What's our next topic?
Are
we going to do a hear me out cake?
No, we're not doing a hear me out cake. Sorry to burst your bubble.
I think they're so funny.
I had a bit of an epiphany the other day. This is not related to what I'm about to talk about, but...
Okay, what?
You know how I've been quite harsh on like what we talk about when there's no real sort of fitness stuff to talk about?
Yes.
He
really holds back my creative flow.
Yes. But
yes.
I've come to sort of the conclusion, like there's this guy I listen to, he's called Dan Does Footy. He's on like YouTube and stuff. It's quite funny actually. Now he's an AFL podcast. Now, and it's the same with all these other sporting podcasts as well. When it's the off season, he still makes episodes and they all still make episodes, but they've just got to talk about current affairs. Because there's no footy, you know, there might be a little bit of news or something to touch on, but they've got to do other stuff as well. So it's like, there's nothing wrong with it. Maybe we're just having an off season right now. I know fitness stuff is 24/7 though. Like we don't have off seasons necessarily, but I mean, literally an episode or two ago, we spoke about fucking heap of shit that was happening. So I guess it's more of a thing. I'll take it as it comes. And you know what? We're just a fucking podcast that talks a bit of shit. You know, and a bit of fitness. So today, I'm bringing back a fitness. Yes.
This is our two-person podcast.
Yes, that's why I wrote all this, but yeah. we're bringing back a famous segment of ours. If you're an OG, you know, anabolic or not, but we're doing Christmas food edition. Because you know what?
It's nearly Christmas.
It is nearly Christmas. You just sworn, though, when you walk into Grace's house, Christmas was fucking tomorrow or this week. Because holy shit, the place is decked out from November 1st with, It's mad. Like, what your mum goes to in decorating your house is ridiculous. Yeah, lights everywhere. She's out there. I shit you not. We need to take a video of it and put it on the story, which we will.
I've already taken a video, so I'll put it on the story. Okay, put on the story
so you guys can see. Have a look at it. And she has the audacity to sit there and say, Grace's mum, oh, I need more lights here and here and here. But like, hang on. And they've got like, you bring out like 3 Christmas trees, not one. Like 3.
We have 2 big Christmas trees for the lounge room, which aren't captured on the video that I'll share. But she's erected 2 big trees, and then we also have, I think we also have a little fiber optic tree. We've also got a.
Why did you use little, erected?
Because it's a word. Yeah, I know, but it's a verb. It means putting up.
I know.
Anyway, we also have a little,
like 12.
We have a little fiber optic tree that also, it's like nestled somewhere in the house. And then she just also got a sort of like a mini, like sort of hip height Christmas tree as well. Yeah. For when you walk in the door.
You know, yeah, so that you get a tree when you walk in the door, you get a tree in the kitchen, and you get a tree. So there's a tree with you all the time. And then you get
2 trees in the lounge room.
Yeah, there'll be a tree in Grace's bedroom soon. There's
also sort of like an abstract Christmas tree around the corner. It's near where we keep our food bags, and it's got no leaves. It's just like a big twig.
Imagine if she decorated
that she hangs shit off.
Like the rooms as well.
It looks great. Like,
imagine she decorated your room.
She made me put tinsel up in here once, and I didn't like it.
Why not?
I like the sort of serenity of my room. Like, I love Christmas. I love waking up and being like, oh my God, Christmas is coming.
Anyway, we're gonna
far out. Anabolic or not.
On Christmas food, right? Well, all right, I've got a good list here, actually, about Aussie Christmas favourites.
All right, start off.
So, again, I'll quickly say, for those of you that don't know how anabolic or not works, it's just literally, do we like it or not, essentially?
It's not actually anabolic
or not. We did make it when we started, and that's really fucking cringe. So, we don't do that now. Just a fancy way of saying, like, smash or pass, essentially.
Yeah, I take back my sighing.
What?
When you said you're going to explain it, because I think it's valid that you explained it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, you do that all the time, you know.
What?
I just will give a bit of context and Grace goes,
because
what I hate is listening to podcasts and I have no understanding of what they're talking about because there's no context given. So I thought if I give a bit of context, people won't go, what does anabolic mean? No. And go and look up the definition and they get some scientific thing and they're going, what the fuck? Why are they saying a Christmas ham is anabolic?
No, it's because...
What?
It's because...
Is it the protein content? Is there a formula here I'm missing out on?
It's because whenever we try and do a segment, we always... As soon as we never just go straight into the segment, it's always some really long-winded explanation. We go off track and 5 minutes pass and we haven't even started talking about what we're meant to be talking about.
Anyway,
we're going to start.
First one is Christmas ham. I just said it. Christmas ham.
Do you know
ham.
The camera's been off?
Oh, fuck. Hang on. Oh, fucking hell.
Wait.
All right. Camera's on. First one. Christmas ham. Oh, hang on. I'll say it for the fucking camera too. Anabolic or not, Christmas edition. Woo, woo, woo. First one, Christmas ham. Anabolic or not?
Anabolic.
Anabolic, yeah.
I think Christmas ham.
I'd say anabolic as well. It's pretty... I'm just not in the fucking zone right now. Christmas ham is the best Christmas food item there is. Easily. It is the best Christmas food item out there, 100%. You're going to disagree and say it's some dessert or something.
What do you mean it's the best Christmas food
item? It's the best thing at Christmas. It's Christmas ham. 100% it is.
That's crazy.
Yum. Yeah, best part of Christmas ham isn't Christmas ham on Christmas Day. It's Christmas ham a few days after on a sanger. Oh. On a bread roll. As a sandwich.
Christmas ham. Yum. Christmas ham is amazing.
And it's like being refrigerated and it's cold and it's like got a bit of fat on it. Chewy and soft.
Excuse me.
Oh. Yeah?
I just think it's a bit of an outrageous thing for you to say it's the best Christmas food.
It is.
No, it's not.
No, it definitely is. It's 100% it's up there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you think is the best Christmas food?
Yep, easily. All right, next one. This one.
That's crazy.
Is a little bit weird. Is tadukken.
Oh, what the tadukken. Fuck? Tadukken. Yuck, no, not anabolic.
If you're not familiar with tadukken, it is a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken.
Nup, L.
I don't know who thought of tadukken, but I reckon it's a fucking shit idea. I reckon it is. I don't know. I reckon it's so, like, can I say pov? It's not pov.
No, you can't say
but
that.
But it's just like, it's just shit.
My grandma bought a tadukken last year.
Yeah, and it's dry. Because think of it. How do you get a chicken to be moist when it's stuffed in a duck that's stuffed in a turkey? Like, and who thought to do that? Like, who was like, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what would make this turkey better? A duck in it. Like a duck stuffed in. That's already outrageous. And then someone goes, oh, you know what? We're going to put a chicken in the duck too and stuff the turkey with that. How good's that?
No, shit. That's crazy.
No, it's always dry. It's always so dry. You're way better off just have a roast turkey instead. Turkey, Christmas turkey is just under Christmas ham, but it's right up there as well. 100% it's right up there. No, you're not supposed to be reading these.
All
right. Next, I'm going to say them and next, you're going to get, I'm going to get your reaction. So what do you reckon? Not anabolic.
Not anabolic. Such an L.
Next one, potato bake.
Anabolic, obviously. Yeah, that's a classic. Anabolic all year round.
It is. Love potato bake. It's a bit of a classic too. It is. You can't hate it unless it's fucking like liquidy. That's the only time it's a bit like a bit of a pass. If it's literally swimming, the potato slices are swimming in the sauce and the liquid. That gets a bit much for me. What are you looking at me like that for?
I feel like you're having a secret dig at a potato bake that you've had.
No. They're not as good if they're still, I'm going to eat it. But sometimes you can get potato bakes that are too oily or like really liquidy.
I wouldn't know because I reckon my mum makes banging she potato does. Bakes. Oh,
hang on a sec. I'm not having a dig at your mum. All right. Next one is just good old prawns.
Ew.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, anabolic. Ew. No. Prawns in general are anabolic, but prawns at Christmas are just like, they just go up another level.
They're just gross.
I could put down like 2 kilos to myself Christmas Day of prawns, fresh prawns.
Prawns are just, they're a texture issue with me.
Yeah.
They're like eating rubber. Like you what? Try and bite through the,
it's
you,
so, you yeah, bite succulent.
Through the initial
oh, and it's just hardness juices.
Of it. And then it's just like.
Yeah. Oh, it's like got a crunch to it.
Oh, it's gross. Great. And then you've got to like try and avoid the shit sack. And all I remember.
You eat the shit sack.
That's fuck, that's even worse.
And then it pops in your mouth.
Oh, my God, stop. Oh. Do you know what I remember was the Christmas event that we went to and they had prawns and you ripped off the prawn's head to peel it and the shit just sprayed everywhere and it was just murky prawn rinsing water so and it was just like
they were
runny
shit
everywhere.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
Yeah, that they were just bad prawns. But and you know what pisses me off is when people like I worked in a deli for 4 years, right? So I saw the good and bad sides of prawns, right? There was some I know what a bad prawn looks like and it's not nice. Now these prawns were very average. They were like frozen that had been thawed out and they just weren't very good. They were seemed almost even a few days old. And they were put in a bowl and they were having them and people peeling them instantly. If you ever take the head off a prawn and it's just oozing with shit straight away, like liquid, that's a shit prawn, like bad shit. Like they should not be doing that.
Yuck.
And so that's happening as I'm peeling these prawns. And everyone that was at this thing that we were at was like, oh, these prawns are lovely, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, ew. They're fucking not. They're shit. And it pisses me off when you do get prawns on Christmas Day and they're shit like that. That does my head in. Don't ruin my prawns.
You're like dad. My dad's a prawn police as well.
I'm not as much as him. He's like sunken eyes and like blah, blah. Like yeah, that's a bit much.
Dad can look at a prawn without even touching it and be like, that's a shit prawn.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's so like, that's, yeah.
And
no.
See, we're different in that. I love, the bigger the prawn, the better. Like, I love extra large tiger prawns. Like, big fucking bitter.
He says they're flavorless.
I disagree.
Anyway, prawns are gross, not anabolic.
Next one is good old well, we stole this. It's not really Australian, but pavlova.
Who'd we steal it from?
New Zealand. Did you not know that?
You didn't know that until you looked it up.
No.
Yes.
That's like a known thing. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
That pavlova.
No, I. Why would I know that?
That's like a very common knowledge thing. That's like a very like common general knowledge
you
question.
Just, I just know you Googled that today.
I, hand to God, I didn't.
I know that you found that on TikTok.
No, I didn't. For sure. I knew about this years ago. How did you not know that? We did not make pavlova. We just stole it. It's ours now. But
well, anyway, pavlova is delicious.
Yeah, it is good.
Anabolic.
If it's made, again, I mean, if every all of these things are made right, they're pretty good.
Do you know what I don't like, though?
The meringue?
When people, no, that's the best part. Oh. I could literally just
nah,
eat meringue.
The meringue's sickening.
Can I say something?
If you've got no fruit, it's not as good. Go.
I can literally just eat. Sorry, that was really Karen of me to just.
That was.
Excuse
you know,
me.
You know,
I. That's sorry.
You know
I'm
who
sorry.
That was. That who? Was very. That was very Kamala Harris presidential debate of you.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Did she do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that. I love
I'm
her.
I'm talking now.
Love
I'm talking.
Her. Oh, I love Kamala Harris. Anyway, I could just eat meringue and cream. It really shits me off when people add too much fruit on the pavlova and it's just dripping in fruit juice.
No, but it needs like passion
no.
fruit, like
yes.
passion fruit
can
on
I,
it.
Can I say the only fruits I would add?
Okay. Keep going. Yeah, you're right.
If I was to create a perfect pavlova, it would be lots of meringue, lots of cream. It would be a smidge of passion fruit. Smidge.
No.
Smidge. No. Tiny, tiny smidgen of banana. Very small banana smidge.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a little bit of kiwi for the side. But maybe some strawberries.
I'm not, yeah.
But that's it. And not much of it either. Like, I'm the sort of person that will pick the fruit off, eat the fruit individually, and then enjoy my meringue and cream.
Strange.
No.
The whole point of pavlova is to have fruit with it. You need, because you get the tanginess. And the fruit, the freshest of the fruit, overdo the shitty sweet meringue.
No, I love it. Do you know what?
I remember when you bought meringues in the little packets and we just had, and it was sickening. It was disgusting.
Do you know what's good enough?
What?
Is when you take the fruit off, there's still some residue of fruit on there. Like
yes.
some sort of juice. It's enough.
You need passion fruit on it for sure. Like drizzle the shit in like passion fruit.
No, not that much.
For sure. Then you need strawberries, banana.
A little bit.
And
kiwi.
Oh, I'm not sold on kiwi on a pav.
Yeah, a little bit of kiwi.
I don't reckon kiwi.
Little smidge.
Raspberries.
But oh
yeah,
no,
there you
I
go.
I could honestly have a pav with only bananas and strawberries on it. But anyway, pav's anabolic either way.
Yeah, it is anabolic, I will say.
It's good.
All right. We're on staying on the dessert side of Christmas food. Next one, Christmas pud. Christmas pudding. Now,
yuck.
This almost goes hand in hand with the other one I've got here, the other food, but Christmas pudding is disgusting. Let's be honest. The only people that enjoy Christmas pudding at Christmas time is anyone over the age of 50. That's it.
Yeah, that's valid.
I don't want to eat fucking cake that's been ruined.
So
with
gross.
Raisins and shit.
And peel.
And, oh, yuck.
And dry fruit.
Who
like,
thinks
yuck.
It's a good idea to eat peel?
Peel. Peel is the worst thing
like,
ever.
It's literally, it's called peel because you
peel
it
off
and
throw
piss
it
away.
Off.
Yeah.
Throw it
you
in
don't
the bin.
Eat it. It's not called peel and eat.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas pudding, I think we can keep it short and sweet, is absolutely fucking disgusting.
Disgusting. And what's the go? Why do we put fucking coins in the... In
coins?
The, yeah, there's like a thing, the tradition. You're supposed to put
a
your Christmas
yuck.
Pudding. Like these little... It's like a shilling or whatever it is. See, this shows that it's a boomer dish, right? It's not even like a dollar coin or something.
It's a
something
shilling.
That you can actually... Yeah, it's not something that even has value in today's economy. It's a shitty old coin from 100 years ago that you risk your life eating because
yeah,
you might
yeah.
choke on the bastard or for some old farty-darty, your nan at Christmas lunch to go, oh, you got luck for the next year because you've got the shilling in your shit pudding.
You know what?
Yuck.
There would be so many germs on that too. I wouldn't be able to eat it because of the germs.
I think the packet puddings literally come with like...
Well, that's kind
of
cute
points.
Though.
And so someone just goes...
Oh, well, that's kind of cute. I rate that. That's cute.
Nah, it's... Ugh. And they put alcohol in it too. I think they put rum in it as well. Yeah, so it's just a pile of just shit.
It's just gross.
Not anabolic at all.
It's giving rum and raisin chocolate.
Oh, fruit and nut, you mean? Rum and raisin ice cream.
No, rum and raisin chocolate is a chocolate.
Ugh, yuck.
I'm pretty sure. And it's just ugh.
This goes in straight into the next dessert of fruit cake. Oh, I think fruit cake's even worse.
That literally not the same
even
thing.
Even worse, no. So pudding's like warm and it's like a little thing and it has like rum in it and stuff. Fruit cake is disgusting. I don't know. They have it's a cake made with preserved fruit all throughout it.
That's what I thought a Christmas pudding was.
No, it's a pudding and you have it with cream and like hot. You have the pudding hot, warm. Normally it's only like raisins or like, I guess we call them. What's the difference between a raisin and a sultana? Same thing, no?
I think raisin's American.
I think
a sultana's.
But it's supposed to be warm with like cream and stuff. Where so it's fruit literally cake just, is just a cake.
It's a miniature fruit cake warmed up with cream.
Kind
on
of.
It.
The fruit's not the same though. I don't know. There's stacks of sultanas or raisins. In a fruit cake, there's other preserved fruit.
I thought that a pudding was a fruit cake. So no. I reckon a pudding's still disgusting, but fruit cake is what I was talking about. And that is fucked. As you said, yeah, it's got like sultanas, it's got peel, and it's got like cherries and shit in it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, cherries as well. Textured nightmare.
Texture nightmare. Overstimulated.
Oh, fucking hell.
If you're a bit autistic, worst nightmare ever.
Oh, and my nan, she's, bless her now, she can't anymore, but she used to always, come fucking Christmas time, made everyone in the family a fruitcake for Christmas. And we'd go over, and I remember the first time I found out about it, it would have been about 6 or 7 when I realised. And Dad's like, oh, Nan's made cake for Christmas or whatever. And I was like, oh, yum. And I saw it. And they didn't tell me what it was.
Oh, no.
And so I got a slice of it. And I'm looking at it going, I'm thinking it's just chocolate, right? Because you look at it and you're like, yeah, okay. And I had a bite of it and just the texture in my mouth. And I ran to the bin and I nearly vomited in it, I remember. I just don't get who
enjoys that.
You couldn't even pay me to sit down and eat a whole fruit cake on my own. Like, I reckon I'd rather die than eat a whole fruit cake.
You have to be really desensitized to sit down and enjoy something like that.
Yeah, again, desensitized because it's only for the people over 60.
Yeah, like, just really no. The people that eat fruit cake, I reckon, lack just a little bit of empathy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
And you know what was even worse?
I just feel like you're not as empathetic as those who don't eat fruitcake.
Nan had a thing for fruitcake. It'd be people's birthdays as well. She'd make fruitcake.
No.
She made fruitcake once for my birthday and I was like, I love you, Nan, but I fucking am not even having a mouthful of this shit. Like,
you just
sorry.
Gotta be like, oh, thanks. And then you just
I think I had a bite
it.
For it for the sake of her, like, because we're at her house and I was like, I'll have a bite, and then I like had it, and I gave it to Dad. I was like, quickly eat this before Nan sees, because I hate it. And it's not because she made it. It was just, it's
fruit
cake.
It's just because of the nature of the cake itself.
Not anabolic again.
Disgusting.
Next one, trifle.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know. Trifle's weird. What's in trifle again?
Well, can I just say trifle's made soup. Every family makes their trifle differently. So I'm basing it off the way my family makes it.
It's like jelly and shit.
And I like it. So we get those. Well, I actually can't eat it anymore because it's got gluten. But we get those like vanilla jam scroll things, the big ones. And we soak it in a bit of sherry, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little bit. Not enough where it's actually disgusting. But we soak it in a bit of sherry and then we put in red and green jelly and cream and custard. So it's sort of like those like cakes with jelly, cream and custard. And it is so good.
See, it's not bad.
And like, you layer it so it looks really pretty. It's so good. Some people add the weirdest shit to their trifle butt and it's just gross. Some people make like savory trifles.
Whoa, yuck. With what? What the fuck?
Like peas and ham and it's so gross.
Don't do that.
But just a good dessert trifle, simplistic.
It's not
good.
It's not like fruitcake or Christmas pudding where it's like I'm literally not touching it. Like I will have a go at a trifle if it's there, but it's definitely not anywhere near my favorite desserts. Like I'll have a little bit for the sake of it, but I don't like jelly that much and I don't like cream and jelly either. I think that's even worse.
Those little, the scrolls, it's sponge cake with like jam.
Yeah.
So good, Lewis. Yeah.
And it's got fruit and stuff.
And you can add fruit, but we don't add fruit because, ew. Like, I just don't like
fruit phobic.
Fruit in dessert really pisses me off. Like, yeah. I don't want that little bit of health. I'm here to pig out and enjoy everything that's not healthy.
For the health. It's just sometimes nice.
No, it just, fruit has never made a dessert better ever. That's my controversial take. Not hate.
Apple pie.
You know what I
do? Banana split.
Do you know what I do? Can you listen?
What?
In an apple pie or apple turnover or apple crumble, I piss off all the fucking apple and eat the pastry or the crumble.
Wrong. That is. See, that's. This just shows that Grace isn't qualified to talk desserts. Anyway, trifle. I'm going to say not anabolic. Definitely not up there with. It's not up there with a. It's not up there with a pavlova, and it is definitely not up there with a tiramisu,
which we'll get to.
Oh well, I have not put tiramisu on this.
Why? That's such a good Christmas food.
We can say. I think tiramisu is anabolic.
Trifle is so anabolic. Love it.
Yeah.
And just quickly, tiramisu, so anabolic. Yeah. Best Christmas food 100%. Ever. Love 100%. Tiramisu.
Tiramisu is probably my favorite Christmas dessert. Yeah,
you actually can. It almost can't be beaten. Yeah, tiramisu, it's so good.
It's just the best dessert in general. Next one, rum balls. Have you not had rum balls before?
I have.
You have?
What the fuck?
Don't you like them?
You seriously put rum balls on here, but not tiramisu.
Rum balls. Well, it's something different, you know.
No, I honestly, they're not anabolic for me.
No, they are.
I like I like rum balls that have the most minute amount of rum and a lot of chocolate.
Chocolate and a bit of Bicky in it too.
Yeah, yum.
Yum.
But not, but nah.
And a bit of Bundy.
But too many of them that I've had, it's just so overpowered by rum.
And it Grace has just started punching on.
No, it's just yuck. They're not it. I'd never reach for a rum ball.
Yeah, I would. I would. I'm going to give them anabolic.
No, I'm not.
I actually don't mind a rum ball.
They're not worth it.
Next one, Rocky Road.
Oh!
Yeah. It's anabolic. I mean, it's Rocky fucking Road, right?
That's one of the best parts of Christmas is making Rocky Road a week before and eating all of it.
Grace,
and then having to eat and then having to make more.
Grace's household has an obsession come Christmas time with Rocky Road, right?
Oh, we love Rocky Road.
So what happened last year was, right? I'm going to just explain quickly.
Oh, God, it's just so good. And then I want to just quickly tell you what I put in my Rocky Road because I think mine's the best.
So Grace last year told me, sort of like one of the first Christmases where we like cooked and stuff at Grace's, and they make Rocky Road. They don't just make a little bit of Rocky Road. They make a fucking mountain of Rocky Road, right? So much to the point where everyone gets their own Rocky Road slab, like slab I'm talking, which is great. I'm not complaining at all. Like I had a whole Tupperware container,
big Tupperware though,
full of my own Rocky Road.
We label
Grace
it.
Had her own full Tupperware container of Rocky Road. Sue, Grace's mum, had her own full Tupperware. Your mum and your dad shared that
one. Yeah, dad's weird. He's not a fan.
Three full on tubs of Rocky Road. And dead set, we ate it up until, I think, the next year. Like, there was that much of it. Like, so much that it was just, eating it.
It's
all week.
Perfect.
And it's good. It's really good. But I was like, wow. Because we make our own individual ones. Grace has to have, like, a gluten-free one, which is fair. But what do you put in yours?
We make it all differently because we all like different things, right? Yeah. So I'll tell you exactly what each of us have because I remember what you have too. Very quickly. In my Rocky Road, which is the best in my opinion, obviously just I mix milk chocolate and white chocolate, Scotch finger biscuits, coconut, and pink and white marshmallows, and that's it.
Yeah.
Did I say coconut? I did.
You did, yeah.
I don't like lollies and jubes and shit.
L.
Yuck.
L.
Disgusting. So that's my Rocky Road. Simple, delicious, just perfect. Yep. I just love it. Lewis's Rocky Road is milk and white chocolate because I make it for him. Marshmallows and jubes. Do you have biscuit in yours?
No, I had Cocoa Pops, wasn't it?
That's right. Lewis had Cocoa Pops, marshmallows, lollies, and chocolate with no coconut or biscuit. Lewis hates coconut.
I hate shaved coconut.
And me and mum love it. So we had to make Lewis's separate anyway.
Yeah, we all have different preferences.
And then, so Lewis has that. And then mum has marshmallows, coconut, and lollies. She doesn't like biscuits.
So we all don't like certain things. So yeah,
Lewis doesn't like coconut and biscuits. Mum doesn't like biscuits. And I don't like lollies.
You know what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to make a caramel Rocky Road, I think. I'm going to make caramel instead of white and chocolate.
That would be good.
Or, you're going to hate this, a dark chocolate Rocky Road.
That's so lame.
Yum.
No.
95% lint.
The amount of shit that I would add into my Rocky Road if I wasn't gluten-free would be outrageous.
Outrageous. All right. Last one. So, anabolic.
Anabolic.
For Rocky Road. Eggnog.
Ew, what the fuck? I've never had that, but I just...
Yum.
I've never had it, but I'm going to say not anabolic.
It's so nice.
Who wants to drink eggs?
It's got a little bit of an eggy flavour.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it last year for whatever reason. I remember I was like, I'm going to buy eggnog.
Because we probably all bullied you into not buying it.
I'm going to buy a carton for my fucking self this year, and I'm going to add my own. You can buy Bundy rum eggnog because it's supposed to be a bit boozy, right?
Please don't
share it. I'm going to buy it and I'm going to buy some Baileys and I'm going to mix eggnog in my Baileys in my eggnog.
Lewis is going to get actually crunk this Christmas.
Yeah.
Lewis always goes ham on the elk at Christmas time.
Well, two Christmases ago at Grace's, I was gifted two bottles of wine on Christmas Day. And I was
didn't
like,
want
well,
to be rude, so he drank both of them.
Yeah, at lunch. So that was a great Christmas.
That was so funny.
But eggnog, eggnog's just great. Well, I'll get it. So you can try it this year. I think it's gluten-free. It should be. You'll enjoy it. It's really nice.
Not anabolic.
Really nice. I like it. Anabolic.
Not anabolic.
Well, we sat here and chatted about food for a good bit there. And that's it. That's it. Hopefully you guys are excited for Christmas. It's coming up.
Is that it?
Yeah. Talking for an hour. Tell us your...
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, yeah. Quickly. Go.
No, what are you going to say? No, what are you going to say?
Different topic. So wrap this one up.
Tell us your favorite Christmas food. Let us know what one is your favorite. If we missed one, let us know too. What?
I just really want to quickly give an update on table tennis.
Oh, fucking
we
hell.
Got these new fucking bats, right? These bullshit bats. Fiberglass bats that are meant to be just the best thing since sliced bread. They're meant to be so good. This bat has single-handedly ruined my skillage when it comes to table tennis. I, for the life of me, can't wrap my head around this new fucking bat while the three other people in this house, Lewis, mum and dad, have apparently
leveled me up.
They've just taken a liking to the... They have learnt the ways of the bat quicker than I have is what I'm trying to say.
It's a doted bat.
It's not. It's so fucking annoying. And
don't... A good... What's it called? A good builder never blames his tools.
I just want to say table tennis is real. It's not as good as it was.
Good builder never blames his tools.
It's really starting to piss me off proper. I never end a table tennis tournament in a good mood.
No.
And I think it's affecting my mental health.
We played for Grace's family's GM, which grandmaster, the other night. We had a tournament and I won it. I'm just going to put it out there. I won it. Fucking, you're listening to the current GM of the household, right? These bats have like improved my game and Grace's mum and dad's game like a lot. But we've also been practicing a fair bit. We're filthy good at table tennis now, I reckon. We still, Grace and I, have not lost at doubles. So that's a challenge to anyone out there with a table tennis table and a partner. We will beat you at doubles, guaranteed. Tim, I know you're out there with a table tennis table. And I messaged Tim. Tim said something about he wants to verse us in table tennis. And I was like, oh, Tim, look, you don't want to go down that path, right? Like, it'd be a bit embarrassing, right? And he goes, you've had your table tennis table for 2 weeks. I've had mine for 6 months.
We were
like, oh, shit, okay.
Lewis was silenced.
No, I wasn't silenced. So I still reckon I'll whoop you, Tim. That's that, yeah.
I reckon Tim's going to be a sweat at it.
Yeah, yeah. But
we're going
we could play one-on-one, and I reckon it'd
You'd
be an arm
wrestle.
You'd put
up a solid fight now.
But doubles, smoking you.
We're going bowling with Tim. And I think he's going to be a sweat at bowling as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. It's Tim's one of those guys. It's like a man of many niche talents.
Very
like,
man of yeah. many. I'll never forget. We were in the gym and we saw Tim. We just talk about him as if everyone else knows who he is. And I was like mid set doing something, and he strolls over to the cables, jumps up onto the pull up bar, and reps out like 15, just like super strict, like L sit.
Yeah.
Pull-ups, and it was just like the most shocking thing I've ever
random
seen.
Thing.
So random, and it was just like, it was one of those moments where I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like shook, and Lewis came over, and I was like, "Did you see that?" It's just random. So you know what? I think that we could potentially get humbled.
We could possibly, yes.
But in saying that, guys, I'm gonna keep practicing. Never give. Yeah. Hashtag never give up.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
Please don't say that.
No,
that
you
really
will.
Pisses me
you
off.
You will. You just announced to everyone that you're struggling with the new bat.
Yeah, but you're saying that as if you're some god at table tennis.
I'm the fucking GM. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, not well. You know, you weren't the 3 days ago when
it was
I was whooping your ass.
It was. Can you admit though, the game I versed your mum against for the GM, like the
that
final.
That was solid. That was
that
intense.
Was a lit game. Like that was it awesome. Came down to because we played first to 21. It was 20-18 Sue's way, and I came back and won 23-21 in overtime, in extra time.
It was a great game.
Goated comeback, that's what I'm going to say.
But anyway, I'm going to keep practicing, and I'll give you guys an
update
next week.
100%. All right, we'll love you and leave you guys.
Later.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.